Welcome to Keys to Victorious Christian Living with Rita Langland, bringing you practical truths from the Word of God that will assist you in living victoriously in every arena of your life. This program is brought to you by Hidden with Christ Ministries of Tustin, California. Now, here's Rita with Keys to Victorious Christian Living.
Hello, friends. We are continuing today in our study of the wilderness and the promised land. The last few days, we have explored how God supplied the Israelites with four specific things during their wandering through the wilderness with God's intent of bringing them into the promised land. And we are going to focus today on the fourth type of supply that God gave to those Israelites to help and sustain them while they walk through the wilderness. And the thing that God supplied in the wilderness was refreshment. We see that the Israelites experienced the thirsty land of the wilderness and that it deeply challenged their faith or their trust and their reliance upon God. They were immediately tempted to become fearful, to distrust the Lord, to complain against the Lord, to question God's motives and God's intention for them being in the wilderness at all. But we find that God continuously, on multiple occasions, always supplied refreshment for them in the form of water over and over again as they made their way through the wilderness. No matter what kind of wilderness you may be facing today in your life, whether it's an emotional wilderness, perhaps you've gone through a family tragedy and lost a loved one, and maybe you feel like you are in a dry and thirsty land in the area of your emotions, or whether it's in your finances, your marriage, or in your job situation, God promises you that you can look to Him to receive refreshment that will sustain you and take you through the wilderness until you come to the place where you can receive the promised land of His abundant blessings, the place that literally will flow with milk and honey for you in those areas. But while you're in the wilderness, you need refreshment. And the temptation for you, as well as for the Israelites in that day, as described in the book of Exodus, is to question whether God cares and whether He will supply you with the refreshment, the water that you really need. We see in Exodus 15, verses 22 to 27, a story that was repeated over and over again throughout this account of their wanderings through the wilderness, where they encountered thirst. And right after the miraculous deliverance from the hand of the Egyptian army, where the Israelites saw God literally destroy the army that was so close on their trail, destroyed them in the Red Sea, and had them all drowned. And they had just come out singing God's praises when they hit a difficulty, and they were desperately in need of God's supernatural provision of water, or you could say supernatural refreshment. In verse 22 of Exodus chapter 15, it says, "So Moses brought Israel from the Red Sea. Then they went out into the wilderness of Shur, and they went 3 days in the wilderness and found no water. Now when they came to Marah, they could not drink the waters of Marah, for they were bitter. Therefore, the name of it was called Marah," which translated means bitter. "And the people murmured against Moses, saying, 'What shall we drink?' So he cried out to the Lord, and the Lord showed him a tree. And when he cast it into the waters were made sweet. There he made a statute and an ordinance for them, and there he tested them." Now, God provided their desperate need for the refreshing waters to the Israelites in the wilderness. And He will do the same thing for you. And you may have hit a difficult period where you came thinking to get refreshment and finding the situation quite bitter. But God will supply to you a way to turn that bitter situation sweet if you will look to Him in faith. And so you won't perish in the middle of your circumstance in the wilderness. God's able to turn the most bitter situation around. That is his ability. That's his supernatural power. And that is the heart of God. God knew that in this fallen world that we would face difficulty. Jesus said, in this world you'll face tribulation. The word tribulation means pressure, or you could say pressures of life. And there are many difficulties and pressures of life that people encounter that can either cause you to perish in your circumstance, depending on your response to it, or can cause you to receive from God a turning around, a deliverance, a miraculous intervention. God wants to turn the bitter situation you've faced into sweet water. And we see the symbolism with God showing Moses a tree and having him take of that tree and throwing the tree into the water, and that turned the bitter water sweet. Jesus, who was crucified for us, nailed to that tree, can turn your situation around. But will you look to him? He longs to do that for you. But many people continue to focus on the bitterness of their situation and never look up. Allow God to turn your situation around. You can depend on him to bring refreshment in the middle of your wilderness if you will allow your faith to trust and rely upon his goodness. Don't believe the lie of the enemy that will say, God's done this to you. He's leaving you to perish in the wilderness. You're never going to get over this. It'll hound you the rest of your life. It'll never change. In fact, it'll get worse. And all the different lies that will come against you when you're in a wilderness period, you have a choice. And the choice is, will you look up and trust God and believe he is a good God that is endeavoring to take you to the promised land? Or will you believe the enemy of your soul who will lie to you 24 hours a day if you will let him? And he will speak evil of God's character to you for the purpose of trying to ensure that you perish in the wilderness. The Israelites who perished in the wilderness were ones that did not trust God. They unbelief choked their faith out of them. God never intended for them to perish in the wilderness. It was not the heart of God. God's intent was to take them through the wilderness and into the promised land, place of blessing, victory, prosperity, abundance, great joy for them and their families. So many of them, as soon as they hit difficulty, began to accuse God. They didn't allow their faith in God to look up and say, God, you've done it before. You've delivered us before. You just killed the entire Egyptian army for us. We know you can take care of this matter too. You can bring us refreshment in a dry land. That is what God longs to see in your spirit, and he answers that faith by taking you through, refreshing you along the way, and bringing you into that place of his promise. We see this same repeated story in Exodus 17. Once again, the Israelites faced thirst, and this time they questioned whether God was even with them. Imagine that. They wondered if God was even with them, even though they had just seen one of the most dramatic miracles ever recorded in human history, the Red Sea parting, the water standing up like a wall on both sides of them and then coming in upon the enemy army. And yet they fell into the trap when they were pressured with the circumstance of the wilderness to question if God was even with them. Does that sound familiar to you? There's a lot of Christians who question when they're in the wilderness if God is even with them. Even though the word of God is so clear, I will never leave you or forsake you. God is faithful. He was faithful despite their unfaithfulness. Because at this point in Exodus 17, he brought water forth in a different way. He had Moses strike the rock with his rod, and the Lord brought forth an abundant supply of water. In fact, the abundance was so great that it actually made a pool in that place, as you can see in Psalm 114, verse 8. God's refreshment for your soul may come in a way that surprises you, but don't get caught in the trap of looking for the same manner that God has provided refreshment, spiritual refreshment or other, in ways that he's done it for you before. Many people miss God's greater move in their lives because they can't or they won't accept God's new thing that he's doing, wanting to bring you refreshment of a greater magnitude. In Isaiah chapter 43, verse 18 and 19, we see a very powerful word to all of us. And especially, let me say, if you have been experiencing a spiritual wilderness period and you feel like you're dying of thirst, perhaps you have not recognized or sought out the refreshment God's trying to bring your way. God may want to do a new thing, a new way with you in your situation. Don't miss it because you keep looking for the old way. We'll just throw the tree in the water and we'll have sweet water. No, he may be doing a new thing, having Moses strike the rock and a gushing fountain came forth. In Isaiah 43, verse 18, it says, "Do not remember the former things, nor consider the things of old. Behold, I will do a new thing. Now it shall spring forth." Will you know it? Or will you recognize it? Will you know it when it comes? God wants to do a new thing in your life, a refreshing and a powerful thing in the middle of your wilderness. Don't look for the old way God blessed you or refreshed you. He may be wanting to do a totally new thing, and that's why you feel so dry. You have not sought that out. Cry out to the Lord, "Lord, I won't look at the old way you dealt with me. I'm looking to see what new thing you're going to do to bring refreshment in the middle of this dry place I'm in, and I'll receive it with all of my heart." That's all the time we have for today. Join me tomorrow as we continue studying the wilderness and the promised land. This is Rita Langland, encouraging you to have a victorious week.
Thanks for joining us today for Keys to Victorious Christian Living with Rita Langland. If you would like to support this ministry, please write to us at Hidden with Christ Ministries, P.O. Box 3267, Tustin, California, 92781. That's P.O. Box 3267, Tustin, California, 92781. Visit our website at www.hiddenwithchrist.com, where you may order tapes or submit a prayer request. Or call us at toll-free 1-866-HE-HEALS. Again, thanks for joining us for Keys to Victorious Christian Living.